Well, thank you. We'd like to begin by introducing the team. It's a combination of folks from Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Extension, from Westlake Corpus Christi, and then Texas A&M University and USDA. This is supposed to be a concluding talk of the series of presentations that you're going to hear today on our remote sensing program for research and cultivar evaluation, I call it, but it's also called phenotyping. The objective of our work, or my role, I would say, mainly, is to try to make sure that we have all of these components in place, and you're going to hear presentations about UAV platforms, ground-based platforms. A very important component out here in data extraction, and then a strong communication out here with the scientists, you know, to interpret the data and develop applications. You know, throughout the course of this afternoon, you're going to hear presentations from the rest of the teams and some of these components. I want to focus on what we're doing with this system and cotton phenotyping or cultivar evaluation. This is a plot at AgriLife Research and Extension Center at Corpus Christi. It's a variety evaluation trial, 35 commercial cultivars, 140 plots, two rows, 40 feet long, and every plot was harvested, the two rows, at the end of the season. We flew several times over these plots in an attempt to collect data and extract data on plant height, canopy cover, reflectance on NDVI, canopy temperature, and then open bowl counts. The reason why these are in a different color is because they were from our ground system, and we'll next year we'll have it hopefully on our, in our UAV system. Every plot, you know, two rows, was divided into 1 meter grids for a total of about 22 samples or a grid blocks per variety for a total of 31,168 data points, you know, on the variables that I'm describing about. Our basic strategy was, you know, at the beginning of the season to develop a basic elevation of the field, and then every time that we flew, we collected data on the surface elevation, and then and this is represented by different colors out here, red being the tallest. You know, it's a variety trial here. This happens to be sorghum, but it works for cotton the same. For every grid, the difference between this plot and this plot give us the a map of plant height. Okay, and then you know, throughout the season, we develop these data points. You know, as I say, and this is data for every grid, for every meter square of the field, for 22 samples for each variety, and then fitted those points to a sigmoidal model out here, and then getting the first derivative of that function gave us this growth rates curve. And in this growth rate curve here, we identified the maximum, the time that it happened, and then the duration of half of that maximum growth rate. And we got that for each point. This happens to be the data for cultivar 16, the average. Cultivar 16, replication 1, happens to be the highest yielding variety. As you can see here, the growth rate was 4, happened at 57 days after emergence, and the duration was 19 days. The lowest yielding variety, which is what it had a growth rate of 3.35, happening at 360, at 60 days, and then a duration of about 60 days. Dr. Murilo Maeda is analyzing all this data and relating it to crop growth and yield. And it seems at this point, his preliminary results is that the day when this maximum happened and the magnitude of the maximum are the most important variables related to plant growth and yield. The second strategy that we are developing or we are looking into is a spectral analysis or crop health, which mainly using for cotton for the developing of canopy cover. For each plot, you know, this happens to be sorghum, but it's the same thing for cotton, and it's based on in this binary classification where we just anything that is not green, we turn it. Everything that is green, we turn it white, and everything else is black, and then we just get irration. And you can see here the representation where the white is very low canopy cover, the light green higher, and so on. And this is the higher canopy cover out here. And then again, this is for every meter square of the field. And here is for this day, a map, of the canopy covers, the reddish, the color, the higher the canopy cover, and then the bluish, the lowest canopy cover, for every meter square of that plot. To me, this is one of the most important parts of the study, where we are generating this the time course of canopy cover development. As a physiologist, this is a very, very important, this variable is a very important component of the mass and energy balance of the crops. This is what the crop developing out here, very low evaporation out here, low canopy capture, and then as it grows, more evaporation and sunlight, and then to me, and that development of this curve is key to crop management and understanding, experimental treatments and so on. So this is and as I say, we extracted this type of information for every meter square or 22 samples for every variety, for phenotyping or for research response. This is this variable happened to be very well correlated with yield in our data. This is our harvest yield out here. And what I've done is the 140 entries, I divided it into five groups. The A's are the top yielders, the F are the lower yielders. And you can see there that the orange and red are kind of clustered up on top of here, about 90% canopy cover at this date, and then the same thing at this date. So this seems to be a very important variable that we can use to come, to get the basic selection for phenotyping or for selecting the elite genotypes or elite experimental treatments. Think about that meter square grid as a solar panel. And this one is the size of the solar panel. Now we need efficiency terms, which we think that we can get them from NDVI, and this is our tractor data from NDVI. Dr. Murillo is going to talk a little more about this variable. And you can see again that the top yielders are kind of clustered around here, about a certain level of NDVI. That's an efficiency term, that we can use to further refine our selection. And then again out here, water stress. Dr. Maeda is going to talk a little more about that, or mention at least, where the lower the water stress, then crop water stress, this is just the old Reginato equation, 1983, where all of them are clustered out here. But again, we think that these are efficiency terms that we can use to refine our selections. Another important component, of course, is yield. And then this is just a picture of a section of the field. And you can see here that maybe that row is looking is the best, and then out here, it's not looking so good. And so we're trying to figure out if we can kind of estimate what the yields will be. There's a long strategy that led us to this graph out here. Dr. Jin Hajang is going to talk a little more about this and how we're using this to select the genotypes. But basically, it's digitizing the whites, from the surface, and you can see again that that row is the number one and this is the worst. And at this point, I don't want to spoil the presentation of Dr. Jinha, is that we're not being able to accurately predict the amount of yield, 1,385 pounds, but the ranking of where this happens in breeders' plots, we're doing pretty good and we will get better at this. this type of graph, for example, you know, that where, you know, if the breeder wants to pick the top genotypes, you know, he might want to cut it here, picking the red and reddish genotypes, you know, for the 10-20%. So to conclude, a canopy cover is going to be a key variable, you know, in our selection of genotypes or evaluation of experimental treatment response. And then that selection, you know, and as I say, we're talking the meter square base. We, you know, it could be further refined by efficiency terms like NDVI and other ratios that we are developing to kind of quantify canopy health. Growth analysis of plant height development and canopy development, you know, the sigmoidal growth curve, I think is going to be key, you know, to understand what is happening and be able to understand the response. And open bowl analysis will be an important variable for phenotyping and again for research in general. Future work. We're going to get better with our equipment, mainly focused on LiDAR. And then we're going to automate and analyze seasonal changes, you know, the seasonal pattern. I think that's going to be key. You know, how is that canopy cover development? How is that plant height development in response to variety or whatever experimental treatment we got? And then, of course, you'll see today some of this work on, you know, on automizing the collection of data, estimation of yield, and then developing precision application files. And you'll see in the next few presentations a little more detailed work of what we're doing, but you can see how we're tying these components. The key here is to be sure that all of the components, the data collection, the data analysis and the data interpretation are all linked, you know, and working in synergy and coordination, you know. And as an administrator, that I take that as my job, you know, to make sure, you know, to distribute resources wherever they are needed. With that, I conclude my presentation, and I'd be happy to entertain any questions if there are. Yes, sir.
On canopy cover, did you manually mention canopy cover to compare with your?
Not at this point. At this point, we're developing the software, you know, to measure, you know, from the picture, what is the fraction of green versus non-green, and then, you know, that is the canopy cover. Yes, next year we are planning to do a more detailed studies with even collecting plant weights and heights and so on to validate this thing, and then our ground-based equipment, you know, should help us to validate some of that. But at this point, we don't have a validation of that. Or yeah. Yes, sir. Phil.
What was the growth stage when you did the NDVI measurement?
We did it periodically throughout the season. I just happened to show you at the same time of that canopy cover, which was about 15 days after first bloom. Okay, so cross canopy, kind of healthy canopy approaching, you know, going to another 15 days, you will have cut out. And I think I completed it in perfect timing.
Right.
Excellent. Thank you.
Up next, we've got Murilo Medea. Meda, sorry, with development of a ground-based platform for plant phenotyping and crop management decisions.